from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keith?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys are as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keith's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
Well, what a week it's been. Week number one of the Jones and Keefe show on WEEI. Thank you to everybody for listening. If you ever miss any of the show, you can check out the podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram as well, at Jones and Keefe. Very simple.
It's back.
It's back. It was down it's for a back. Minute. We didn't really get to the bottom of that, but it is back. If you want to go find it and find all the hilarious tweets that are there, you can. So here is some of the best of the week, including... Not to pat myself on the back, but really the scoop that kind of ignited so much Bruins talk. It took over the hockey world.
It did.
That would be Scoops Keefe on Jeremy Swayman.
Get a scoop. Scoop. From Scoops Keefe. And you're saying this was not something you knew about coming into today? You weren't sitting on this?
No.
This is news that hit your phone in the last, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes?
Yes. Jeremy Swayman, as we know, has not signed a contract with the Boston Bruins.
Uh-huh.
Camp starts for them very shortly. You're saying, what is going on there? Went to arbitration with the team a year ago, was not happy with that, very publicly was not happy with that. Scoops Keefe, here to report, or scoop. I don't really report. We kind of scoop, right? Jeremy Swayman looking for $10 million a year.
I'm sorry?
That is the scoop that I have. All right, Jones. Since then, that was on Monday.
Yep.
Since then, has Swayman or his agent come out and said that's not true?
No.
In fact, Jeremy Swayman went on the Shut Up Mark podcast and didn't say exactly how much he's asking for, but he did say he studies business. He knows the business of the game. He wants to set the goalie market, or at least the goalie market.
He knows his comparables.
He knows his comparables. He wants to set up his family for life, everything else. We still do not have a contract. We don't have any real update on top of the scoop that we had earlier in the week. So there you go. I mean, we're less than 3 weeks away from Bruins camp, and still we await.
Have you gotten on the ticker yet? I feel they probably missed the window at this point in
time.
Shout
out to NBC Sports Boston, though, because they will give full credit to Scoops Keefe. They had the little name and the graphic and the audio, everything. So they take it seriously.
NBC Sports Boston,
yeah,
Keefe.
Takes it seriously.
As I saw, first of all, they had you on the program. You were on BST earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all, they use the actual Twitch video.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Wow. They use the actual Twitch video of your scoopage there.
I like it.
And so, big story in the hockey world,
mm-hmm,
from little old Rich Keefe right here, definitely deserving of the week in review.
People are talking about it. On Tuesday, we talked about what was a big controversy from the morning show as Courtney Cox, a very popular Instagram follow, became even more popular this week.
Yeah.
As she claims to have accidentally,
mm-hmm,
posted a very revealing photo during one of her reels.
Yeah.
She had a reel of everything she was doing over the weekend, and apparently one of those things was slipping into a nice warm bath.
Yeah, you're dumping out all the photos.
That's right.
From the time.
Good use of that word.
Among other things.
So she apparently, in the reflection of the faucet, was an exposed bosom. And people paused it. Yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's what I heard, one.
Just one.
And everyone's like,
yeah, right, Keith, you didn't see it.
No, I didn't see it, and I'm not a creep. It's also gone for anybody that's trying to look for it. But so we wanted to play her apologies and talk about it. But on Tuesday, you never know what's going to happen. There's a lot of breaking news on this show, so you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
But this is back on Tuesday, starting with Courtney's I don't even know if it's an apology, but just sort of a response to what happened.
An acknowledgement.
That's good.
Courtney had a faux pas on Instagram today.
Yeah, a little bit of a mishap. And so what happened was I actually got a text from a friend of mine, Bragg, and he said, what happened to Courtney? What is going on with Courtney? Because he saw this on her Instagram story.
Let's just call it what it is. Thank you to all the DMs and to Kristen who reached out to Santo to call me. If you paused my last reel on a certain slide, just pretend like you didn't.
This is breaking news.
Well, we got breaking news. Number one, Courtney's Instagram. We will get back to Courtney's Instagram in just a moment. But number two, the Patriots have made a move. Yes, they have. According to Doug Kye, the Patriots are waiving quarterback Bailey Zappe.
Oh. Okay. Not shocking.
No. Yeah. You never know. Within 30 seconds, you got Courtney holding back tears on an Instagram into Bailey Zappe gone.
Yeah.
Bailey Zappe era as we know it.
I still find it amazing. I shouldn't be amazed by it, but like the reflection in a faucet is what someone caught that.
Oh, you need to be like Hawkeye.
Yeah.
There's no way you'll be able to pick up on that.
Zapruder level combing over the film is what you need to do.
That's anybody being like, well, it's a bathroom. First of all, we're in a bathroom. All bets are off. Let's stop the pause. Bathroom alert!
It's like a circus mirror.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like it's upside down and not really the same look that it actually is.
No, you got to cross your eyes.
Like a Pollock.
It's like a Pollock.
It's a magic eye.
It is like a magic eye, as Keith said. Yes, yes, yes.
It's a schooner. Schooner is a sailboat. All right. Another big story was there. Butch and Sonny, as they are known, two astronauts, were supposed to be in outer space for 8 days.
Yep.
That was back in June. They remain in outer space. So Butch and Sonny, not a couple, at least originally, go up to space for 8 days, right? Co-worker up there for 8 days. Then they're like, hey, I got some bad news for you. Uh-huh. We're kind of stuck up here. So now they went up in June. So it's been a few months. And now they're like, oh, by the way, we are going to get you in February. At what point are you bringing up sweet lovemaking in the sky? I think early.
I'm gonna drop sweet, but I'll suggest some lovemaking, maybe.
Weightless lovemaking. You just have a float around. I'd be like, keep the head tank on. No kissing. I'm a happily married man. No kissing.
Keep the little fish tank head thing on. Head tank on, everything else off.
I prefer it, actually.
Let's go.
Astronaut helmet is what they're called, I think.
You know what? Yeah. Maybe we, to use a phrase, blew the lid off the story here, but like, are we sure we're not onto something with a relationship?
Yeah, I mean.
Just a strictly physical relationship. I guess that could turn emotional.
Only physical.
Yeah, only. I just want your body, Butch.
Yeah, the chemistry is hot. When they come back, though, in February, that's at least a Netflix documentary on these two, right? Or a podcast. This is pretty fascinating. Like, how'd you spend the time?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, you know, we just kind of like.
No, I mean, what'd you do?
You either go crazy or you're making love.
Yeah.
There's no. No. What scenario do they come back fine? Like, no, we never even touched each other. We actually just had good conversation.
You know what? I was reading a book up there.
No.
I was just, I got really into knitting.
No.
You know, what do you
you're
say?
You're eating astronaut food for 8 months. You're going crazy.
You like that ice cream?
No.
The dry freeze ice cream?
No.
I
don't think so.
My favorite thing about going to the Museum of Science as a kid was I would get the freeze dried ice cream.
Yeah.
I tried it. I got it for my kid in the last like couple of years.
Hated
I'm like, this stinks.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm like, what is this all about? This is what they eat up there?
No.
Not good.
We also, former presidential candidate RFK Jr. had a story come out from, this is from years ago, but it's another one of these wild stories involving RFK.
Get the chainsaw!
Sorry, let me set it up a little bit better. So he had found out that he was in New York, and then he found out at his compound on the Cape that they had a giant whale had washed ashore.
Just washed up.
And so his thought was obviously like, I need to get my chainsaw and get down there and get the head of this thing.
But also bring the whole family.
Oh, the whole family's coming with me.
Yeah, pile into the minivan.
He's not a bad father. He's not going to leave them home alone.
No, well,
Let's go.
And it's an experience.
It is certainly an experience.
There's a whale at the compound. Get the chainsaw. Everybody pile in the minivan.
Chainsaw.
We're going.
Yeah. First instinct for him. Chainsaw. I'm going to chainsaw the whale.
How else would you cut into a whale?
I don't think I would cut into a whale.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you wanted
to,
how would
you? I'm such a good Samaritan, I'd push him back in. I'm like, hey, you got a big fella?
Yeah.
Clearly dead.
What?
Breathe!
Easy, big fella!
Breathe! Dumping like cups of water on him.
Breathe!
He's gone. Keith, he's gone. He's gone.
Just jamming your arm in the blowhole. But you're like, I heard it could be a golf ball in your arm. I saw that happen one time.
That's true.
Let me see, get it out of there. Bring it back.
Is anybody here a marine biologist? Whale carcasses, don't they end up, other creatures probably eat them, and that's how like life carries on?
As somebody who watches a lot of Shark Week, they die all the time in the ocean. The big great whites, like the really big ones, 14, 15, 16 feet, they get lazy, and they'll feast on dead whale carcass. I also think they've been known to like just explode.
Like in a movie when a car goes off a cliff?
You know the thing. You know the thing, yeah. 21 Jump Street. Everything's like blowing up in the background.
Filled with dynamite, obviously. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. RFK.
Wow.
What a story.
Yeah, they're talking about CBS News. It was years and years ago. So now he has the crazy bear story in Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And
dropped a dead bear carcass in Central Park.
Yeah.
For God knows what.
Like an experiment. And now he sawed off the head of a whale and brought it home.
I think you had a good theory.
Yeah.
I think we now know how he got the brain worm.
He's messing around with animals all the time.
Dead animals.
Specifically dead animals. You can get anything in those things. Like, if I was like, pick a presidential candidate most likely to have rabies,
yeah,
it'd be this guy.
Yeah.
Not even close.
That's the one. That's the one. Who's got lockjaw? That guy. Yeah.
Lyme's disease.
Definitely.
All these things have ticks.
They do.
Not the whales, but a lot of the outdoor critters.
I guess, yeah, less the whale. Yeah, that's true. But yeah.
There you go. There's the week in review. Week one. Not bad. Not a bad start.
That's a solid week right there. That's a solid week.
Yep.
RFK Jr. with the whale. Courtney. Breaking news with Bailey Zappi. Keith's scoop on Jeremy Swayman.
A lot there. For you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.